weiter in Shas Rebbe Nachas Daf Nun Aleph, picking up on Nun Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. First word, Tanan. Zog the Heilige Gemara, Tanan Amanasam. We've got ourselves a Mishnah over there. We said it yesterday, but then we said that we're going to start from this. Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, Lishasan, Varivasan, Rifyasan, Bifnim, the kneading, the shaping, the baking is the one inside the Azara, Virocha, Vidocho, Sashavas, also Sashavas, Vidocha, Shabbos. You know, Amelia, where do we know that that's the case? That these things that are done for the Chavitin can be done on Shabbos. And Rabbi Huna, Tufine, the Pasuk says Tufine, Te'ofenu Na'ah. Na'ah, that's going to be baked in a way that's Na'ah, that's beautiful, that's nice. Ve'i'ofalei me'esmal inafshalah. And if it's done from the day before, so then it becomes all puffed up and it becomes stale, and therefore you can't do it unless you did it on Shabbos itself. Baskala Rav Yosef, Eimed the Kavish lay biyarka, say that immediately after it's prepared, you should wrap it biyarka in greens to limit it to be, you know, you cover it over so that there's no air, and therefore it's not going to become gross. Rashi says, Tomnim biyarakos, kedei shalo yishlot ba ruach. There be small tana, they said, Te'asat, the pasuk says, Te'asat, should be made, implies that afilu b'Shabbos, Te'asat, it should be made, afilu b'tumah, even if it's done in a state of tumah. Fascinating. By Amar, the pasuk says, Solas mincha tamid, fine flour, that it's got to be a mincha, a tamid, continually beep turn the page. Not enough. Harei kemilchas tamidim. It's compared to the mincha of a tamid. And just like the tamid, including the mincha, they are docha Shabbos. And you brought even a state of tumah, so too the chavitin is going to be docha Shabbos. And it's able to be brought even in a state of tumah. Rava, Rava comes and he gives another source to this. And he says that al machavas, Pasuk says al machavas means, but the chavitin should be made, al machavas is a griddle. Malamid shetuna kli. The fact that it says straight up means it's got to be a kli, you need a kli shares. Even the chavitin is divided from an isaron measure into two half isarons, which were not kli shares. It had to be baked in the kli shares. So malamid shetuna kli. Ve'i afila me'esmo if shalav lina. If you did it the day before, that's going to be possible lina. Therefore, it's obvious it's got to be done on Shabbat itself. Tani covers it over your breast and supports Rava. Al machavas. This is al machavas. Al machavas. Al machavas. When he says the word b'shemen, lohosif lo shemen, to add shemen to its oil, he of more than the usual amount. Ve'inu de kama, but I don't know how much to increase above the amount of one lug that's used in regular milcha. Ve'ini dan. Therefore, I learn out, Namar Khan Shaman, it says over here Shaman, and it says, Venemar Laholam, Remichas Nesachim Shaman, it says also Nesachim Shaman, Ma Laholam, Shosu Lugan Lisaron, just like over there, it's three Isaron, three Lugan for Isaron, Afghan Shosu Lugan Lisaron, so here too, the same thing. Oklach Der Zo, or maybe we actually learn a little bit differently. Namar Khan Shaman, here is a Shaman, Venemar Vimchas Nedava Shaman, Ma Laholam, Echad, just like over there, it's one lug of oil for one Isaron of flour, Afghan Lugan so to yours, it's one lug for one Isaron of flour. So these are the two options that we have here. That we can go and we can compare the chavita to the mincha sasachem or to the chavita to the mincha that's a nedava. So which one do we do? Near lemidoma. Let's take a look which one the chavita is more comparative. Don in tashat mi tashat. Do we dan tashat from tashat? What's that? Tadir, docha Shabbos, docha tuma. Vein, because all those have that. Vein dan in tashat mi shem tashat. They don't do it for the one which is not tashat, right? So the mincha, it's a voluntary one. It's not a tamid. Consequence, he brought every single day, and it's not docha Shabbos or this or tuma, because it's that time that one, you know, those things do have all that. Maybe we should compare danin yagel mi yagel. We compare yagel, that is yachid, the individual chavitin are considered like a similar to the voluntary milcha that's brought, and in both of them that they're brought by individuals. Biglal atzma, it's about its own account, not accompanying something else. Both chavitin and the voluntary mincha come in their own account and are not just an accompaniment to an animal. And lavona, they both have lavona, vein danin, yagel mishenu yagel. So we probably know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, Solas mincha tamid, when it says solas mincha tamid, arehi lcha keminchas tamidin. This is telling you, teaching that
it's comparable to the mincha of the tamid. Ma minchas tamidin shloshes lugin nisan, just like the mincha of a tamid. You need 3 lug of oil for 1 nisan of flour. Afzu shloshes lugin nisan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, riba kan shem, and the Torah increased here the chavita and the amount of oil that's needed. It's talking about that which we learned earlier, that the extra word bashem and oil that we learned that the Torah is increasing the oil chiyuv for chavitin above the normal. Only one lug. V'riba m'mincha kvasim shemen. The Torah also increased in reference to the mincha of the kvasim, the lambs, right? The tamid, the amount of oil. Malon shel zlugin liyisarin, afkan shel zlugin liyisarin. Says Gemara, klachas derzum. Maybe not. Maybe we should say this. Riba kan shemen. Increased here shemen in reference to the chavitin of the amount of oil necessary. V'riba m'minchas parim ve'elim shemen. This is also there. Malahon shel zlugin liyisarin, afkan shel zlugin liyisarin. Here too, it's 2 lugin for the Yisarin. So now, what do? We can compare the Chavita to the Mincha that came that accompanies Tamid, or to the Mincha that came along with the bull or ram carbon. Near the Midome. Let's see which one is more similar. Done Mincha Ba Yisarin, Mincha Ba Yisarin. Both the Chavita and the Mincha that came along with the Tamid had 1 Yisarin, unlike the Mincha was brought with the bull or a ram. One that comes with 2 or 3 asonim. Our gufa gashes with itself is a gasha. Amarta b'shemen lo tzif l'shemen. He said a b'shemen with oil is coming to increase its oil chiyuv. Therefore, it's obvious that more than 1 lug of oil is necessary for the chavitin. The other tiny, then you said, nemer kan shemen v'nemer b'nechas nedava shemen, which tells you that just like in the case of a nedava, b'nechas nedava, only 1 lug is necessary. So too in that of chavitin, 1 is necessary. Amar abaye mantana b'shemen lo tzif. Who's the Tana that says that Hashem means to increase the amount of oil? Every Shemin needs every Shemin. Ve'ilu lo. Ve'ilu lo. Ubedina man kamahader, and who's the one who's replying to Hashem and learn that from an analogy between the Chavitin and a Mincha that's in a Dava that only a single lug is brought? Rabbi Yishmal, it's in the world of Rabbi Yishmal. The Gemara now brings a second way to explain this steer of the Bais. So, if Huna Brida of Yeshua Amar, Kula Bishmon Beno Shem Rabbi Yochanan Brokahi, all of the Vachik Amar, Bashemen Lo Sif La Shemen. When it says Bashemen, it's coming to add, you know, the amount of oil, normal, that's normal. More than that. Dilik Bo Shemen Lo Tzariach, because if Bashemen is just coming to tell you that you need oil there, you don't need that. Kevin Dachsiba Al Machavas. Kemilchas v'chavas, I mean, it has to be that it's milchas v'chavas which has oil. Oleinu ella l'kbo l'shem, maybe it is coming to be k'vah shem. Dilo kas v'chavon v'shem had written it, that have a mina. Have a kemilchas chote. I think it's like it's a milchas chote, which has no oil at all. Right? Since there is a milch that comes out of the shem, and the word b'shemen, we would not know that the chavita need oil. Hadar amar, then he said, to have a nami l'kbo l'shem, even if it's true that v'shem is necessary to tell us it's oil, teisa medina, we could still learn out through that, that one lug is necessary. V'dan dina v'la'as yalei. And he then tried to learn now through an analogy, k'merin chavitin mechaz esachim of the tamid, but it wasn't successful because of that. Because maybe it's more reasonable to compare it to a voluntary mincha, right, instead. V'atzucha k'ra. And then he realized it's necessary to bring out the pasuk, solus mincha tamid, fine flowers of mincha tamid, continually, to show the analogy between the chavitin and the tamid. To prove that in fact chavitin needs 3 lugs of oil, because the Messiah Rishmal Milsei, like Rishmal, finished his statement. Rabba Amar is the third way of explaining it. Kula Rishimen, really the entire Brisa is Rishimen, and we should understand like this: when the Brisa taught that we learn out from the word Bashemen that chavitin need more than 1 lug of oil, this was never actually attacked. So why then the Brisa say that maybe we should learn out from a Minchas Nedava that the amount of oil necessary for a chavitin is only 1 lug? V'ilu lo namar ka'amar. The Baisa is saying, had the pasuk not said what it did, then we could have come up with the following idea to prove that chavitin needs 3 lugim. V'achik ka'amar. Bashemen, osif la shemen. When it says bashemen,
it's coming to add, it's got to be shemen, more than a normal amount. To tell you have to have it, that you don't need. Given to Ksivba al-Machavas, because it says about it al-Machavas. But Machavas Tamiya, it's similar to a voluntary Michas Machavas, which is made on the griddle. And about that, the Mincha, the Torah says it needs oil. V'achal yomer v'shemen yishle b'den. If not, saying v'shemen, I could come out on my own that there's got to be more than the amount, the minimum of one lug for the chavit. And v'dan dina la'as yoleh. And then he then attempted to learn out this through an analogy by comparing the chavita to the minchas hasachem of the tamid, but wasn't able to do it because of the, we said maybe makes more sense to compare it to a voluntary mincha. And then he realized that the extra b'shemen, which he learned originally, was actually necessary. Hadar Amar, then he said to have a kaminchas parim ve'elim, let the chavita be like the mincha of the bull and the ram, which need only two lugin of oil per yisarin. Hadar Amar, he then said that Danin, beep, beep, turn the page and off of the base. Mincha haba yisaron, a mincha that consists of yisaron from another mincha that has yisaron as well. Okay, so like the next Haley Mishnah. Oh, yeah, you remember we talked about the Kohen Gadol. Oh, they used to bring this type of carbon every single day. So what happened if lo mino Kohen Achetachtav, let's say he didn't set up, he didn't arrange it to another Kohen Gadol that's coming after this Kohen, that's going up dying, Mishal mi ha'isakreva. Who would you go? Who would you bring from the chavitan? Like, because you have to give chavitan every day. Omer Mishal Tzibar comes from the Tzibar. Yehuda Omer Mishal Yoshin comes from the Yoshin. Ushlema Hatsakreva, and it was brought whole. Rashi says Yisarin Shalom Abokar Yisarin Bein Arba'im Kozmachi Kreva Mishal Tzibar. Okay, says the Hilgi Gemara. Tanurbanan. Kohen Gadol shemeis v'lo minu in the Kohen Achetachtav. The Kohen Gadol dan and put him on in his place. Minayin shidei minchaso kreva mishal yoshim. From where do we know that this mincha, his mincha has to be brought from the funds of the Yarshim that they have to pay for it? Tamid Lomar, Pasuk says about the Chavitin, according to Mashiach Tachtav, Mibon of Yasel, so the Kohen who's anointed, he dies in his place from his sons, they, you know, shall make it. According to Mashiach Tachtav, Mibon of Yasel, Yachal Yakrivenu Chatzar. You would think that maybe that they should bring in Chatzar, like the Kohen Gadol did, he brings, you know, half in the morning, half at night. Tamid Lomar, Osa. Kula of the chetzi, the entirety, not half it. Tivri b'hudas ha'exek r'b'yuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer chak olam. We learn that from the words chak olam, that it means mishal olam, that comes from the olam, from the tzibor. The one that, until the end of the Kohen Gadol, and klil takter, it should be completely burnt, the kula baktar, that it should be burnt in its entirety on the mizbeah. Practical ara. Really, is that it? You understand the pasuk over here? Hi, Hakohen Mashiach, Hachi Udasa. Hi, my brother, the Tanya. We need for something else. We're into the Brisa. Zed carbon Aaron Ubanam Asher Yakrivi LaHashem. B'yomi Mashach Oso. This is the carbon of Aaron. It says that they should bring into Hashem on the day he's anointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Yachli you Aaron Ubanam Akrivin carbon Echad. You would think maybe that Aaron and his sons about one chavitin. And there was a partnership on the day they were considered anointed and inaugurated into the Kohuna. Tamid Lomar. Therefore, comes to tell you Asher Yakrivi LaHashem. The pasuk says, "Shekiv Hashem, Aaron b'fleyatzmon, Bun b'fleyatzmon, Bunav elu kohanim medyotos." That these are regular kohanim. Okay, so ata omer kohanim medyotos. Really want to say kohanim medyotos to bring the mincha on the day when they're inaugurated. When elu kohanim gedolim, second with kohanim gedolim, because you omer have according to Mashiach Tachtav mi banav. When it says the kohen who's anointed in his place from his sons are kohen gadol, omer, it's already said because that pasuk clearly is talking about the new kohen gadol is appointed. He has to bring this carbon. Ha mani mekayim banav. Then what do I do with the fact that this is banav? He'll call him gedotos. This is talking about kohanim yotos. So how can a Yehuda use this pasuk to learn out this din that the yarshim, the dead kohen, has to go and pay the leftover expense of the chavitin until you get a new kohen? For the Gemara, in Kain Lichtav Kra, Hakohen Mashiach Tachtav Banav Yaseh. Let us use that type of lashon. Hakohen Mashiach Tachtav Banav Yaseh. My mi banav. Shemesh Matayt. We learn out two things over here. One is that a regular kohen is going ahead and bringing a minchas chavitin on the day that he's inaugurated into the service, and the rest of his life is a regular kohen. He doesn't bring, he's continue bringing this carbon. And the second one is the kohen gadol brings a minchas chavitin every day as a Kohen Gadol, in addition, that the Kohen Gadol goes out and he brings his chavita and his chavitin every day when he's a Kohen Gadol, and besides when he was inaugurated, he brings a one-time chavitin for entering through the Kohen Gadol. So on the day of his inauguration as a Kohen Gadol, he brings two, and if he never was a regular Kohen, he's got to bring three chavitin on that day. Rabbi Shimon, hi, Osa, my Ovid Leh. What does he do with the word Osa? He's talking about, we need this for a tradition of a Kohen Gadol dies after he bought, after he started in the morning, and on that same day, another Kohen Gadol became the Kohen, Shalo Yavi Chatzi Yisoon, Rebeso, Chatzi Yisoon, Shal Rishon, that he's not going to bring a Chatzi Yisoon of his own house, he's also not going to bring a Chatzi Yisoon from the Kohen Gadol. What we learn from the word Osa, he's got to bring in a holy Yisoon, divide in two, and offer one of the halves on the Mizbech. You know, like we said, to Bitsuras, and then it's burnt the next day.
Frank the Gemara, Vitepuklemi Umachatzisa. What did we learn out from Umachatzisa? This is the letter Vav over there, and half of in the afternoon that we learn out that this extra Vav is coming to teach half. Vav, Lodar, says, nah, he doesn't dash in the Vav. From Yehuda, hi, Chok Olam, I over there with you with Chok Olam. Chok Olam Dehei. He learns out from this, he learns out from the idea that the Chok, that Aaron, as the Kohen Gadol, has to bring the chavitan every day. That should be done forever and ever, all generations, all Kohanim Gedolim. Kalil Takdir, Lamali, what does he do with the words Kalil Takdir? Which Rav Shimon expands to teach that the chavitan brought by the community are brought, you know, as a full isaron. Mibay lil chetani for the following. Ein li ela el yona minchas kohen gadol kalil takdir. I only know that this earlier pasuk that the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is entirely burned on the mizbech. V'tachtona minchas kohen hedyot below se'achel, and that the subject of the pasuk afterwards, that the voluntary mincha of an ordinary kohen can't be eaten. Minayin litein esa'amor shalzeh bazeh esa'amor shalzeh bazeh. Where do we know to put that law of the one to the other and this one to that one? Tamen lomer kalil kalil gzer shava. We learn out nimer kan kalil nimer lahalin kalil ma'akan bekalil takter av lahalin bekalil takter umal lahalin litein losa say al achilaso avkan litein losa say al achilaso so tiv to be also. V'savar Rabbi Shimon Mishal Sibur D'Oraisa, and he holds that this idea that the chavitan that to be paid from the public funds is D'Oraisa. In fact, the Gemara, is that true? I think it is D'Oraisa, but we learned in a mission Shkalim. Amar Rabbi Shimon Shibud Dvarun Skinu B'Nevstin. Zeh Echaman. This is one of them. Ove kochav mitshalach olaso mimedina sayam. If you have a guy who sends his ola from abroad, shalachim anesachem. If he sends anesachem with the kreivim mishalo, the anesachem are brought from his own v'im lav. And if not, then kreivim mishal tibur that come from the tibur. The reason why the Mishnah gives the case of Avodah Zarah lives outside, you know, abroad, is that it would be more likely for Avodah Zarah to live outside of Israel. V'chein ger shemes v'niach zvachim. If he died and left over zvachim, yishlo nesachim kriv mishalov yezesachim. And they're brought, you know, from his own. V'im lav kriv mishal tzibor. V'tenai bezenu. He also says tenai bezenu. The kohen gadol shemes v'lo minu kohen achir tachtav. Shetehem and chaso kriv mishal tzibor comes from the tzibor. So it's obvious that this mishnah from Shkalim is going the pinyon of Shimon because it says that the bedek abayis is to pay for the chavitan, not the arshim. But it says that this is a Durabanan, which seems to contradict the Braisa brought in the Gemara, that seems to say it's a Duraisa when it says Chokalam. The Gemara, Rav Avoh, Shnei Takanos, another two Takanos are made about the case of the Kohen Gadol, who died, another Kohen Gadol wasn't yet set up. Duraisa mi the Tzibor. Mi Duraisa, they came from the Tzibor, like Rishim learned out from Chokalam. The Kavan, the Chazur, the Kam Mitcha Kalishka, but since the Bezen saw that the treasury was, you know, they had it was rough times financially, they were under a lot of pressure. They didn't have had some major financial issues. Takinu Ligabe, the Ligbe Miyarshim, they were misakin to go and be govet from the Yarshim. Once he saw that they were being negligent, they weren't paying it. So they put it back on the derech so that the lishka has to go and pay for it. And that's what it means when it says in Shkalim. V'yal para shalayim olim b'efra. And about the para duma, they set up that its ashes are putter from the laws of Me'ilah. It says, Gemara derech, how could you say it's only the Rabbanan? That one second we chayv me'ilah when he gets hana from the ashes of the paraduma, that's a deraisa thing. The Torah was a deraisa chatas he. It's called a chatas. Milame shemolim ba sijin yumila. He ba mu'ilin. When it says he, and it implies that he commits mila only when you use it. Beep, turn the page. Chaf nun beis amanalf be'efra ein molim. But when it comes to the actual the ashes, get out of mila. Amavashi shtete konas havitzut konas deraisa ba molim be'efra ein molim. Only it, not its dirt and its ashes. Kiri the chazat to come mezalzlan. But when some people bring mezalzlan in it, they said, "Ah, so kedusha, they can do whatever they wanted." Of the meaning lakas, and they're using it in order to heal their wounds. When they saw that because of that, people were holding back from doing sprinklings in situations when it was unclear whether you needed to do it or not because they didn't want to become guilty of Me'ila, therefore, that was not doing Me'ila by misusing the ashes. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day and a freilichim pidim.